The Upkeep is brought to you by you. You can support the show by heading to patreon.com/glhfmagic and becoming a member for any dollar amount. Thanks. Everybody, and welcome to the Upkeep for Monday, September 16th, 2019.
That's right. It's all the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
First news item this week is Grand Prix Ghent happened this past weekend. It was Team Modern, not Team Unified Modern like these Grand Prix normally are, which will become important in a few minutes.
That's right. The winners were Esther Trujillo, Ruben Perez, and Yoel Calafell of Spain.
Playing Jund, Wurza, and Wurza.
Ooh. So they just decided this deck is good.
Yep.
We're not quite all in. We're two-thirds in.
We're almost all in, but yeah,
on this deck.
We're going to hold back for Jund. Also a very good deck right now. And huge news here because Esther becomes the second woman to win a Grand Prix. So congratulations to her. She owns an LGS and has played on the Pro Tour 6 times.
That's awesome.
So a big name on the Spanish Magic scene. This is a Spanish team who took down Ghent. So really cool stuff there.
Yep, and they all earned qualifications for the first Players Tour Finals in 2020.
So congratulations to that team. Awesome to see another woman take down a Magic event. A lot of people are tweeting being like, I wish I could have seen this because I wish there was Grand Prix coverage.
Don't we all?
To which I say, I agree.
Yes.
Up next.
Yes. Reed Duke was elected to the Magic the Gathering Pro Tour Hall of Fame. The only person elected this year.
That's right. So a very small class.
Yes.
Class of one. He got elected with a
great
huge
band name.
Huge margin of 94.28%.
That's right, making me the winner just by barely of our over-under bet,
that's
which
right.
was at 95%.
Oh, I thought it was 96. Okay.
Nope, 95%.
So congratulations to Reed Duke there. The runners-up who didn't quite make it, Brad Nelson had 36% of the vote, Chris Pakula 36% of the vote,
dang it,
and Jerry Thompson with 35% of the vote. And I want to just read Reed's tweet that he made after this was announced, which was on the MPL Weekly stream. He says, thanks, everybody. I don't have the words to express how thankful I am for the love and support that I get, not just today, but every day of my life. From my friends, teammates, and fans, I wouldn't have made it this far without you. Also, I missed the announcement because I was recording a Jund video.
On brand. On brand.
Which just makes sense. So Reed will be inducted during Mythic Championship 6 in Richmond coming up later this year.
Next up, Watsy walks back the 2-1 redemption in Historic.
Yay! I'm
nice.
So excited. I've had a feeling they were going to do this. Nobody liked the fact that you had to use 2 wild cards to make 1 Historic card. So they've walked it back and announced some more changes for Historic. So it'll be 1-1, of course. And this was the quote from them on why they decided to change it to 1-1. While MTG Arena will always focus on standard gameplay, the 2-1 redemption created the wrong kind of incentive structure. We want to reward players for playing standard and set up Historic as a complimentary experience, much like we have with Singleton and Pauper.
That's right. There's a catch, though. If you're always on Historic play, you'll only advance quests, not weekly wins.
Yeah, so this is something they changed. Like before, it was 2-1, but all of your, like, the always on Historic play, meaning when you just jump in the queue, which starting on the 26th will be best of one, just jump in the queue, you advanced your XP, you advanced your wins, but now starting on the 26th, you'll only advance your quests playing Historic. So that's a little bit of the drawback from changing from 2-1 to 1-1. They're like, well, we're going to change this to make it a little worse for you.
Yes, they plan to hold at least 1 Historic event every month starting in November. Some will cost gems, some will cost gold.
Great.
And they'll progress towards all goals, including XP, as will Historic Ranked Play, which is coming in December.
They're still working on how to add cards to the format, but the plan is still to start adding cards in November. I know some people aren't super stoked about the idea that they're just going to just like throw them into the format and be like, "Wee, here we go." But as of now, that is the current plan.
Previously, you could only buy Historic packs in a 45-pack bundle, but now all booster purchase options will be available, so you'll be able to get single boosters,
great,
sets of 10, et cetera, et cetera. If you don't want to jump in with 45 boosters.
Woo-hoo. No, quite a commitment.
Best of one Historic arrives on September 26th with the release of Eldraine on Arena.
Yeah, and of course, that is the end date for trying to complete your mastery tree if you're trying to get to level 100 in those sweet Chandra sleeves. Update, I did get my cat wings at level 80. Congratulations, thank you for everybody Maria. Who was watching my progress. But I was trying. I was like, maybe I can try and get to a level 100 because now I'm around 86 or something like that. Frank Karsten, however, dashed my hopes and dreams with this tweet when he did the math. He said, quick math here, with a 50% win rate in the 2020 standard event on Arena, which is, of course, the way to add more XP before we flip over and rotation triggers, you need to play 30 games to gather the 1,000 XP required to advance one level. And if your win rate's better than that, say it's 60%, you still need to play 22 games.
Oof.
Which is quite a lot.
Yes.
So,
well, Maria, you're going to play 30 times almost 20?
No.
30 times 15 games?
You know what? I thought about it for a while, and then I was like, no, it's not worth it. I'm going to start over with Eldraine and try and hit 100, put in a real effort, but right now I'm just going to give up. Because that is too hard.
Fair enough. Ben Stark won the Ruby division of the MPL this past week with Mono Blue Tempo.
Wow.
A really out of the blue pick. But a lot of the decks were this weekend, including Reed Duke, who is also in the finals playing Vampires.
Yeah, some really great games there if you want to go back and watch the MPL core split finals for the Ruby division. Just excellent play from both Reed and Ben. So super interesting games there. But then, of course, in the end, Ben Stark winning gets an auto day 2 to Mythic Championship 5, which is actually a huge prize. And I know a lot of people out there watching are kind of like, I don't care. I don't want to really watch somebody play for day 2. Like, I don't want to watch them play for what's essentially a bye.
But you get to watch the best players in the game right now.
They're the best players in the game. And it is a very, very good prize. It just doesn't seem as flashy because it doesn't have a lot of zeros after it or something like that.
MPL split play resumes in October. We'll get to see the final division and the final player who's going to get that prize of autoing into day 2 at MC5.
And we get to play with some Eldraine cards, too.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for Eldraine Standard. Ooh. So let's talk about Legacy for a moment, which we don't often do on our shows,
no.
But Star City Games has had a Legacy Open in Syracuse this past weekend. The winner was Aiden Breyer with 4-color control.
Nice.
So if you're into Legacy, head over to starcitygames.com and you can check out the top 8 from that event.
Yes, there's also a short video online now about the recording of the music for the Eldraine trailer.
Yeah.
If you want to check it out, just kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. We also tweeted it from GLHF Magic, which is our Twitter account. And it looks like, I mean, you'll be shocked to see how professional it looks. I mean, it looks like they're recording the music for Star Wars or something.
Ooh.
Like, it's really neat to get that behind the scenes look at making the music for the cookie trailer.
Very.
As I'm going to call it.
Star Wars, the cookie trailer.
You know,
basically the same.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all the news you needed this week. Check out our full length podcast, Good Luck High Five, anywhere fine podcasts are found, and help support the upkeep on Patreon patreon.com/GLHFmagic.